Good morning, everyone. Good morning. As all the shiurim I give this year is dedicated to the memory of my father, Tzvi Meir ben Moshe Yonatan Hareini Kaparat Mishkavo. We're getting to the tip end of the year of Avelos, but I have to admit that it's very interesting that I don't believe it necessarily works the way the halacha says for it to work. In other words, the halacha requires you in the year of Avelos to abstain from certain things, but it doesn't mean 12 months in a day, that's it, I'm over it. It's like on a Friday night, a kid learning in a good yeshiva, 9 years old, comes home, and Friday night they're eating the meal, and of course at a good Jewish meal, after introductions and salutations, they serve chicken soup. If you're really a traditional Jew, chicken soup with lakshin. If you care about your arteries, chicken soup without lakshin. So, here we go, they serve the chicken soup, the 9-year-old boy takes a little bit and goes, "Hey, it's hot!" And the father slams on the table and says, "What's the matter with you? It's a kol shlishi. It's not supposed to be hot." So not always does halacha and reality necessarily jive. And indeed, this year I decided to call this series Murmurings of a Minyanir Mourner, because there's various things you pick up when on a Shabbos and a Yontif you're in a shul, and you can't daven because that's the custom of Ashkenazim not to daven on Shabbos Yontif when you're in Avelis. And you start looking and observing at various things that happen. Some are humorous. Some are terrible, some are annoying, some are awful, some are offending. And I'm going to take out steam each week on one of these aspects. So today I'd like to put out the following.
I have to apologize because I put the morning minion, M-O-R-N.
Okay, you'll go ahead and, Bezrat Hashem, you'll go ahead and fix it. What I'd like to speak about today is the following issue. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but in shuls, people don't have patience. Namely, if davening is just 2 minutes longer than the week before, people will come out with a sour face saying, "Davening was too long." And indeed, on a regular basis, in work, in a movie, wherever they might find themselves, you know, another 15 minutes doesn't kill anyone. People said there was traffic, I got to work 15 minutes late, I don't believe they're going to go for the gas pipe. But in shul, if you're 15 minutes overboard, they will. So, I'm in a shul, and it's a very nice shul, and there's not a lot of people that come there, and indeed it's in a small community. And in the summer, there's absolutely no way for them to have both a Shachris Minyan and a Mincha at the end of Shabbos with Ma'ariv, because people will not come twice. However, in the winter, the rabbi came up with a great idea, and that is, we'll daven. There's always a Kiddush, and after the Kiddush, we'll daven Mincha, because it's early enough in terms of the time that we'll get there. However, in his particular shul, there were two problems. Problem number one is, he wanted to change davening from 9 to 9:15, so that he'll push it towards the mincha time later. Thinking ahead, he said 9:15, davening takes about 2 hours, I would say in Chutzlar, 2.5 hours, and then you'll get to a kiddush, and then there'll be mincha time. Mincha time, and therefore he wanted to push it. But the shul says, we don't change things. We've done it at 9 o'clock. This is the way my grandfather davened, 9 o'clock. But the problem number two was, if he sees it at 9 o'clock, and if it remains at 9 o'clock, then this is what's going to happen. When is the first time you're allowed to daven mincha? The day is divided into 12 parts, called Sha'ot Zman Yod. What did you say?
It was like an hour and a quarter.
At 12 o'clock.
No.
Bruce, what you just said was, so just to let you, Bruce said an hour and a half after plug. That would put you way into twilight.
Yeah, before.
An hour and a half before plug? No. Anyone? 6.5 hours into the day. So, if you look on your apps and you see today, when is Chatzot? Sake of argument, 11:15. When can you daven mincha? 11:45. So, what is that based on? It's based on the fact that, we'll see in a moment, the following Gemara, Masechet Yoma Daf Kaf Chet Amud Bet, says Amar Rav Safra, Tzlutid Avraham, when Avraham davened mincha, not shachris, not like the Gemara in Brachos, he instituted shachris. When he davened mincha, as Rashi points out, tefilat ha'erev shelo, mechim meshachrei kotlei. He looked at the walls of his house, or wherever he might have been, and he saw that the walls are beginning to get darkened. So obviously the sun moves during the day. At the moment of mincha is when the walls of his house were no longer with the sun in it, but they got darkened. Let's take Arthur over here. He's sitting in the sun. I think he's doing me a favor. The sun's coming in. I'm assuming in 2 hours from now there won't be sun there. That's what the Gemara says, says Rashi. and explains this, and I quote, "Ubitchilat sheva shaot b'hishata notim tzlalei erev v'kayur erev." So when does erev begin? When is the ben ha'arbayim evening begin, not night? Says Rashi, from the seventh hour. So if we divide up our day, we finish 6 hours. 6 hours end at chatzot. Chatzot in a minute is the seventh hour. So that's what Rashi says. And indeed, the Ritva says, Mitchilat sheva shehu chatzi hayom. The beginning of the seventh hour is chatzot in a minute. That's when you can start davening. Well, what do we do today? Already, okay.
Yeah. Avram started shachar.
Yeah.
And Yitzchak davened Milche, and Yaakov davened. They didn't have a Milche Ma'ariv. They had nothing to say there.
We're not talking about a Milche Ma'ariv here today.
I'm talking about Aram saying Shachar. He didn't have, he didn't have a talis, he didn't have a...
Oh, yeah. I don't want anyone listening to think that around this table we're apostates. The Chazal assume in the Gemara...
Yeah.
And again, I agree with you. We have to understand what they said. It's not at face value. Ha'avot kimu et kol ha'Torah kula, including Eruv Tavshirin. The Gemara says that the forefathers of the Jewish people, the patriarchs, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they fulfilled the entire Torah, including Eruv Tavshirin. So...
They didn't have Torah there.
Okay. You're asking a very good question. We'll have to devote maybe a shir to it. Okay. How do we take the Gemara? For the shir today, let's assume... Idavin Mincha. Okay. So, Mincha is from Chatzot and on. However, the Gemara says in Meseches Yoma, Chal Erve Pesachim Liot Be'erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos like it did in the last 2 years, what's the problem? Erev Pesach is the time we bring a Korban Pesach. Everyone has to bring it on the Mizbeach and then barbecue it very well for the evening. So on a regular Pesach, you have no issue because you've got to cook on Yontif. So you can start barbecuing it, say, at an hour before Yontif. It will go into Yontif. But if it's Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So what did they do in the Beis HaMikdash? In that particular instance, Nishchat b'sheshu mechtza, v'karav b'sheva u'mechtza. They would take the Korban Pesach from 6.5 hours, and they would put it on the Mizbeach 7.5 hours into the day, and that would be great. The Gemara says, why 6.5 hours? We just learned in the Gemara, it's 6 hours. Namely, if Chatzot is at 11:15, it's 11:16, not 11:45 plus. Says the Gemara, my kushya, v'dilma kotle de Beit HaMikdash b'sheshu mechza mashcherei, v'shum dolo mechavnei tumah. Tuba, the Gemara says, no, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a bit later than 6.5 hours. Avraham Avinu lived in Be'er Sheva, say, there it's 6 hours. But at the Beis HaMikdash, it was 7.5. Inami, Shani Avraham, the Yitzchak Gedolah Haita Belibo. Avraham is different because he knew exactly when Chatzot is. We approximate. Whatever it might be, the Gemara says that indeed, the time for davening is at 6 hours. That's what the Gemara seems to say. And Avraham Avinu, a bit different. Okay. What do we do today? What do we do today?
6.5.
6.5, correct? The Gemara did say in certain places it's 6.5 and not 6, but it seems to be 6, says Rashi, right side of the page. ולפי שהחומה הייתה רחבה מלמטה והולכת מכסף ועולה, לפי כך אין חודו של שפת אויביו למעלה מייצר הסגיפתו להשחירו עד שתימשך חמה למערב. Says Rashi, very interesting, and that is that in certain places it's not 6 hours bull, it's 6 hours and 12 minutes and whatever, so mi de oraisa, the time to daven, not the oraisa because mincha is the rabbanon, but I'm saying, lechatchilo you daven 6.5 hours to cover all bases. That's the way we daven. However, and just before the however, if you look at the Ritva says, "Lakashle de matnit in the psachim mashma she'enu liitpalel tefilat mincha ba'oto sha'a ad sheish sha'ot u'mechta v'zo shitat Rashi lefi perusho." In other words, the Gemara in Psachim that I just read, actually a moment ago I said it was the beginning, it was Masechet Yoma, it's in Psachim, says 6.5 hours. 6.5 hours is what the Gemara in Yoma meant. It said the beginning of the seventh hour. It really meant 7.5 hours. Mashallah maha davar dome. Where do we have such a thing in Halacha? That the Gemara says we're A, and we go ahead and we say, no, it really means A plus. The Gemara says the day begins when? When does the day begin?
Sunrise. Dawn.
You're really off today, Bruce. Yeah. What's the story? Sunrise?
I think it is in the Beit HaMikdash.
I don't even know the Christians do like that. They go 12 midnight.
For the Kohanim. It's,
the Kohanim, no, what's that called? Night. So when the Gemara says, Yadav and Myriv at night, the Poskim, and the day begins at night. Everyone agrees, wait. Night today, night tomorrow. It really means Shkia plus, because that's twilight. Right? So the same thing here. It said Chatzot. It really means Chatzot plus a half an hour. Okay? Indeed, the Eben HaAzal, I don't know who the Eben HaAzal is. Who learned Tanakh? Nobody. Terrible. We should have a whole shir on Tanakh before we start learning these things. This is the cream on top of the pie. You have to learn the pie. Yeah, God forbid. You don't learn Tanakh. Everybody knows in yeshivas, many yeshivas out there don't learn Tanakh. Baruch Hashem, not all. And as you know, the kid comes home and he says, Moshe and Aaron were brothers. He says, how do you know that? You're not allowed to learn Tanakh. It's us to learn Tanakh. It has women's names in it. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. Not sneers. And it has terrible things. He said, well, the Rebbe was just teaching us now a Ketzos HaChoshen. The Ketzos, which is an Achman on the Gemara, says that two brothers can't be witnesses. They're Pasul Eidus because they're Krovin. And he gave an example, Moshe and Aaron. From here we learn that they were brothers. Okay. Eben HaAzal is a very famous place in Shmuel Aleph. You can look it up after the Shir. So everyone will fulfill the mitzvah of opening a Tanakh. However, the Eben HaAzal Perish on the Rambam was written by Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, Slotsk, moved to Kletsk, moved to Eitz Chaim in Yerushalayim. His granddaughter married my Rebbe Rav Amital. His son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Meltzer, was a Zionist. That's Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. When I was in yeshiva, and there was a shir, and Rav Amital would say, Hasaba Shelanu, he meant Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. So Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer says on his Perush on the Rambam, B'chidushea me'iri katav, shu mina Torah, v'chen mashmer dera Rambam. In other words, mina Torah, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Oraisa, and us, the Rabbanan Mincha. Mincha is 6.5 hours into the day. However, if you look at the Gemara as I just quoted, anyone have a problem with that? We just sat here, twiddled our thumbs. All right, sounds good. Anyone have a problem? Let's look again. I don't know how you all are sitting here and not attacking me. Attack! The Gemara in Yuma said that Avram Avinu davened at Chatzot. It didn't say Chatzot plus a half an hour. So the Gemara in Psachim says it. So you have a stira. Now you can give a good cheer. But how is it that all these Perushim say, nah, it means this, it doesn't mean that. Don't take it literally. Don't take it to heart. Take it to heart! Says Rashi in Psachim, indeed. This is a Machlokas Rashi with Rashi. Kula takanta de Rabbanani. Demidoraita kol shei shalot achronot kshayrot. Says Rashi in Psachim, not in Yuma. Indeed, 6 hours is Doraisa, maybe in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chachame made a gzera 6.5 hours. What possessed them to do that? After all, don't we have a law, ironclad rule, magdimin lemitzvot? Why did Avraham Avinu get up early in the morning by Yeshkem Avraham Baboker to do the Akedah? Why is it every bris that should have meat and wine has bagels and lox? Because reason, magdimin lemitzvot. If there's a mitzvah, you do it as soon as possible. And therefore, you don't wait to do the bris at the end of the day, unless there's good reasons for it. You do it at the beginning of the day, 8th day. The kid is 8 days old, and a minute, you do the bris. So, I would have said, what possessed the Chachamim to say 6.5 hours? 6 hours is when you can bring the Korban Tamid, Shel Ben Harbayim, on a slow day in the Beis HaMikdash, or on Erev Pesach, do it then. You can daven Mincha at 6 hours, do it then. What possessed them to do this?
Is it for fear that they'd be a little bit off and be a little too early, and that would be a problem?
That's right. That's right. So the Ritva says everything I just said, that ultimately, the even though Avraham Avinu did A, we got the Torah, as you alluded, later, and indeed the Chachamim were worried, you're going to daven too early, so therefore they said put a half an hour buffer. That's what the Tosfos says in Psachim, and indeed Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer says, Umedivrei HaTosfos Sheyevil Zeh Alhach, so theoretically, you could have davened mincha at chatzos. Not chatzos in a half an hour, but they made a gzeira chatzos in a half an hour. Okay. So how do we paskin on this question? We have Rashi saying it's Mi'ikar Hadin, and we have another Rashi saying it's a Takana de Rabbanan. Does it make a difference for us?
I'm assuming we're paskening 6 hours. I looked at my Zmanim, and earliest mincha is 11:57, which is 6 hours halachically.
That's what your Zmanim said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Take a look. When is Chatzot?
When is Chatzot? It's 11:57.
Can't be.
Midday? It's 12 noon.
Okay. I have an app in front of me here.
Yeah.
Today Chatzot is at 11:26 and Mincha is 11:52. It's 11:57. A few minutes later, take 11:57 minus half an hour. That's Mincha. Meaning, I'm just sitting around the table here. Arthur says, "What does it make a difference if it's a Doraisa, the Rabbanan? That's nice for a shir, okay? It's a biblical, it's a rabbinic. Two big words that makes the person giving the shir look like he knows the English vocabulary. You know, a good shir, good rabbis taught. How do you give a good sermon? You say a few words no one understands." And then they walk out of the sermon, they say, Rabbi, such a scholar. Such a scholar. What did he say? How can you understand him? He's such a scholar. No one understands the words he says. He's such a scholar. Well, you put it in big words, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, biblical, rabbinic. We're all Orthodox Jews around this table, no? What do we go and say, biblical commandments, we do rabbinic, not so much. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, Vishit palo tfilat amincha, lachar bavsha otu mechza v'mala, yatza. If you daven 6.5 hours into the day, you fulfilled your obligation to mincha. What we call mincha gedola. So quite frankly, what does it make a difference to us? If it's the rites of the Rabbanan? Everyone agrees, 6.5 hours. It could be biblical, it could be rabbinic, it could be a cut. What does it make a difference? Anyone? When does it make a difference? Why is it so important when you teach halacha to know if it's rabbinic or biblical?
Well, they said you were in doubt. Did you do it?
Bruce, today... 1 out of 3 answers. Perfect. Say it again, Bruce. Okay. I want everyone on the tape to know Bruce has woken up.
If you're in doubt of, I'm not sure you can forget if you daven, but if you're in doubt, so if it's the right to do it again, to be safe, and if it's rabbanim, then you're in doubt, so don't do it again.
So in my book on davening, I forgot the Rosh Yeshiva in YU who said it. I said in the name of Rav Arkefet, and he said it was an authentic story. I just forgot his name. One of the Rosh Yeshiva, after Mincha, went up to a student and said, "Welcome back!" And the student said, "Oh, Rebbe, I was here the whole time." "What do you mean? You started Shmoneh Esrei, right? You were thinking about your girlfriend. You were thinking about how you're going to kill this guy. You think about the test. And now you came back. So I will welcome back." So Bruce, when he davens, he doesn't have a doubt if he davened. 2 hours later, he says, "I daven. I went to shul and I davened." But there are good Jews out there that daven. It means nothing to them. So they're in doubt. Did I daven? Not. A little fablunged. I'm taking painkillers. Don't know. I had a little whiskey. There was a Yortzeit epis. There was the Shamba Habana Zubin and Aliyah. I don't remember if I davened. So Bruce says, if it's the Oraisa.
That's what your wife tells you. When you davened already. So don't run out.
Very good. If it's the Oraisa, Safik de Rabbanan, Lechkula, Safik de Oraisa, Lechomra. However, Bruce, we're not talking about here. We're talking about 6.5 hours, namely the time you can start davening. Everyone agrees that once later on in the day we have to give a shir. What happens if you have a doubt about davening? Because probably minchas the rabbanan. So what does it make a difference? The rabbanan, the oraisa. I've been around this table for many, many years now. I think we're at a decade at least, and I've always said this is the oraisa, this is the rabbanan. What does it make a difference in this instance? If the time for mincha on Arthur's app is a half an hour later, half an hour later. So I'm going to give you 2 nafkaminas. Nafkamina number 1. What was the story I said at the beginning of shir? Small community, they can't get a mincha minyan on Shabbos afternoon. So, the rabbi wants to have davening, kiddush, and mincha gedola. Now, if you say that the half an hour after chatzot is the oraisa, there's no way to go ahead and say, we'll daven there anyway. But if you say it's the rabbanan, maybe in certain cases we can matir. Anyone know what I'm talking about? What's the only thing that overrides the oraisa? You press the override button on a Doraisa and you put in Hefsed Merube. Doesn't do. You put the override button and you say that it's a Tzar Gadol. Doesn't make a difference. Tzarech Gadol doesn't make a difference. What's the only override button for a Doraisa? Pikuach Nefesh. Or Safik Pikuach Nefesh. Good. What's the override button for a Derabanan? Everything I just said. Tzarech Gadol Techad Ba.
More stricter.
Absolutely. Mr. Weiser says the Oraisa is more strict than the Rabbanan. So in our instance, if we want to daven at that half an hour from Chatzos and on, Well, if you say it's the Oraisa, nothing you can do. If you say it's the Rabbanan, maybe we could say, all right, they made this takana. It was for maybe make a mistake. Today we have apps. We don't make mistakes. Maybe it's okay. It was only a takana de Rabbanan to save us. But we can save each other in a different way. That's number one. Nafkamina number two. I'm sure no one around this table thought of this. I'm not even going to ask. You know what? I'll ask just for the kicks of it. Let me ask you all a question. Before you daven mincha on a regular day of the week, can you do anything you want? Eat, drink, sleep, tell jokes, lashon hara, rechilus, steal, murder. Okay, let's go from the top. Steal, murder, usher all the time. Lashon hara, rechilus, usher. What? Eat, drink? Wait a minute. We learned in the Masechet Shabbos those annoying mishnayos about otzah. After the annoying mishnayos, there's all these mishnayos. What can you do before mincha? What can't you do? Can you get a haircut? This, that, and the other thing. For this particular instance, let's just say one of the things you can't do before you daven mincha, and this is Ashkenazim who are mekel, is you can't eat a se'uga gedola before mincha gedola. Okay. So what do people do when they come home from shul on Shabbos?
They're eating.
They eat a se'uda gedola. Is it a se'uda gedola? During the week, you sit down, a moitzi lechem in ha'aretz, a gefilte fish, a cholent, a whiskey, a kugel. You don't eat that way. On Shabbos, it's a se'uda gedola. Tell me something. In the winter, you come home from shul, you push off a little bit, you eat, you come home, you make kiddush, you learn with your kids, you speak about how terrible shul was, how terrible the rabbi is, and then 12 o'clock you eat. 12 o'clock is after mincha time. You now got to eat a se'uda gedola before mincha. So maybe this is a big tzorech. We want these Jews not to violate the halacha of eating a se'uda gedola before mincha. Now yes, there's a terim. If you put on your phone, for example, a buzzer, my mincha minyan, it's at 4 o'clock. At 3:55, it's going to buzz. That's a heter maybe to eat. I said, Uda Gedola, but gentlemen, do you have that buzzer on Shabbos? Maybe you can put it on, maybe not. The thing, these Jews are not coming back from mincha. These Jews are not necessarily going to daven mincha. So they're in violation of two things. They're violation of doing a Se'uda Gedola before mincha, and they're also not going to daven mincha. So maybe it is a tzorech to daven during that half an hour. And if it's the Rabbanan, we have more leeway. That's why, incidentally, I don't know if you've ever seen this, on Rosh Hashanah, when davening seems to be pushed much later into the morning and afternoon, you ever notice that right after Musaf they daven mincha? Mm-hmm. Hey, what's that all about?
I thought they don't want to give the Tzurich people going and running back. And
so I thought that for many years. Yeah, it's nice, it's convenient, like on Simchas Torah, Rosh Hashanah, you daven Musaf, you get mincha, you get it all in, you go home, you eat, you take a shluf, you come back from Ma'ariv. There was two problems with that theory. Number one, they're coming back from Ma'ariv anyway. Second night, Rosh Hashanah, they're coming back to shul. They're not davening in the parking lot.
No, but it's much later.
But they're coming back anyway. What's the difference? So you'd say, no, there is a difference. Because if you come from Mincha, you have to wait till Tzeitak Kochavim. There's a long break there. Someone's going to give a shir. No one has koach on Rosh Hashanah to hear a shir. Gentlemen, I was 18 years old. I come into a yeshiva. Yeshiva, one of the things I learned when I was in yeshiva, my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein paskind, there's no tircha de tzibur in the yeshiva. We're here all the time. So we're not tircha de tzibura. But all of a sudden, Rosh Hashanah, they daven mincha after Musaf. And I said, wait a minute. I thought that was convenience. And the Rosh Yeshiva Paskin, we don't do convenience here.
More than one reason.
No, the reason was exactly what I just said. You're not allowed to eat a se'uda gedola before mincha at all. Hmm. It's very easy to remember. Se'uda gedola before mincha gedola. Se'uda ktana before mincha ktana. So in order to override that problem, they daven mincha right after Musaf. Yes, it was after the half an hour, and that's what they did. Even when they came back from Ma'ariv, or there was a shir, whatever it might have been. So that's the reason for it. So here, these people, A, may not even daven mincha, let alone they're going to eat a big meal before mincha. Maybe we're going to save them from this avera. And not only will we have a davening and a minyan will lane, we'll also save them from an avera. If it's the Rabbanan, we have more leeway. Yeah.
What about the problem of fasting past a certain point of the day?
Yeah. You're right. The halacha is that you have to eat something or drink something before 6 hours into the day. Nothing to do with mincha. That's a halacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, with the exception of
Yom Kippur.
Thank you. One person awake today. No one knew that? No one even thought of it?
And Tisha B'Av.
Amazing. Tisha B'Av, I don't think it's a Yom Tov as of yet. When it's a yontif, it won't be a fast day, so that's okay. Yom Kippur is a yontif, and we don't eat. But on a regular yontif, when you eat, you have to make sure not to fast past 6 hours into the day. So Rosh Hashanah, there's no Kiddush, and the chasen's chasening, then quite frankly, you're getting past 6 hours into the day. How do you override that problem? You can't eat before davening on the one hand, shachris. Can you drink?
Yeah.
Probably. So make sure to have a drink before you go to shul. That's the way you take care of that particular issue. There are places that are so machmir on it, they have a Kiddush before Tkiyot. And Simchas Torah, they have a Kiddush. The only problem with the Kiddush is you have certain limitations about how much you're allowed to eat before you daven Musaf, but that's a whole shiur into itself. Yeah.
Just a quick tangential question. If you have to eat on Yom Kippur for Pekud Nevesh, do you also then have to make Kiddush?
That is an excellent question. It's a shiur onto itself. I'm not doing justice to the question. I'll say on one leg. Mr. Weiser will agree with me on this. How can it be that the Chachamim made a takana to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur if you're not allowed to eat? But even if you're allowed to eat, there's no takana. We're supposed to make Kiddush. Ay, we didn't make Kiddush because it's a fast day, you know? We're doomed. Catch 22. There's no takana to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur at all. Never was, because you're not allowed to eat. Ever. However, there is one Yom Kippur where your question will become very germane. Which Yom Kippur? No, let's think about this. If Yom Kippur comes out on a Wednesday, not big deal.
Shabbos.
Yom Kippur comes out on if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, a regular Shabbos, we'd be making Kiddush. Now, with Yom Kippur, we can't. But this guy's allowed to eat, has to eat. Maybe he has to make Kiddush for Shabbos. Then if you're making Kiddush for Shabbos, he'll head in Yom Kippur. So that's a shiur unto itself. I will say that as a rabbi, when a Yom Kippur came out on Shabbos, they always announced before the Amidah. Everyone have in mind when they get to the part of Atiten Lanu, and they say Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, Yom HaKippurim Hazeh, LeMechilas, Techa V'Chaparah, etc. Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim, have in mind Kiddush for Shabbos.
Yeah.
Yom Tiv, Yom Kippur was never a takana. There's your tangent. Then, gentlemen, how are we paskin on this? Look at the bottom of the page, there's three issues. Can you daven 6 hours into the day? I just want to make clear that on a Shabbos where it's so very small, namely the Shabboses that we're into, that could mean that yes, we can go to shul, have a Kiddush, and daven mincha right away. Let's just see. This particular week, Chatzos is at 11:26. Let's just go ahead. The Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. Wow, long davening. 11:27. Okay, so if we can daven mincha at 11:28, that could happen because why? You start davening 8:30. A bar mitzvah boy is laning. The bar mitzvah boy laning, I don't know why, that they have to lane slow. Why do they lane slow? They read Hebrew fast? That's a question for the big doylim poiskim. I don't know the answer. Well, then you have a speech, and you have a mazel tov, and there's noise in shul, and then finally mazel tov to this and this family, and you eat the kiddush, and you're at the kiddush, and you're saying how beautiful the bar mitzvah boy laned, and what amazing parents, and now it's 11:27. Now, wouldn't that be convenient? Before I go home, I can daven mincha. However, as I said at the beginning of Shir, if you have to wait the half an hour, no one has patience to wait another half hour. If it was a good movie on, if you go ahead and you say it's a fun thing, great. Just wait in shul on Shabbos with no cell phone till a half an hour? No one will do that. Absolutely none. We don't have patience in shuls. Everywhere else we do, but not in shuls. No, let's see. The Shasiyim. Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah wrote the Shaar HaTzion, and the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, he says, Mashba demikodem lachen lo yotza afilu diebet. If you daven before 6.5 hours, you didn't yotza. It's a bracha levatol. You have to daven again. It's gornished. We learned the Rashi, lechatchila, 6.5 hours. This is not a takana de rabbanon, this is lechatchila. Therefore, just to go ahead and flip the coin, till when can you daven shachris? You wake up late, I'm saying, you got past the fourth hour, you didn't daven bizmana. When is the last possible time for someone to daven shachris? Chatzot. According to this, maybe it's chatzot plus a half an hour, because there's never a time in our calendar void of davening. It goes from shachris. When shachris ends, mincha begins. When mincha and ma'ariv begins, yes, you have a few minutes here and there. This half an hour, it's not void of both. Perhaps during that half an hour, you can daven shachris. You can't daven mincha. So in the shul I just said, but there's a kiddush after davening, 11:27, you can't daven mincha, because here we go, mashma demikodem lachen lo yatza afilu diyevet. Nothing to do. Pshat of the Rashi on the left side of the page, excuse me, Rashi on the right side of the page, it's lechatchila. However, lo on the left side of the page, I didn't make this on purpose. I don't want anyone listening to say, the liberal mekilim are on the left, and the machmirim are on the right. This is just by chance. Nobody thought Medayik from this shir. Ah, he's thinking everyone that's Mekel is a leftist. No, not there. In the Shar HaTzion, which is the Mishnah Berurah's Perush on himself. You ever notice that? A person can make a Perush on himself. I wrote a book on davening Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu privileged me. Now I'm giving a whole year about what happens in minyans. So I'm giving a Perush on myself. I always think that's haughtiness. What do you mean you're giving a Perush? You have to learn yourself? You're that amazing? I always go with the ironclad rule. My Rebbe Rav Amital once said something, and someone said, but you said the opposite a year ago. And his answer was, I'm not the Rambam. What did he mean? The Rambam has a stira, you have a whole shir on it. I'm not a Rambam. I say one thing one year, I say one thing another year. I'm a human being. Well, the Mishnah Berurah has a Shar HaTzion. He wrote a Perush on his own Perush. And in the Shar HaTzion, he quotes the Pri Chadash, the Beit Yaakov, the Magen Giborim, Mashma Ktzat Bapri Megodim. So we have three poskim that say, you shouldn't daven during that half an hour, but if you did, you don't have to daven again. Aruch HaShulchan explains, hinei zman milcha gdola mitchilat shesh v'metza, ve'alfal gav de be'emet matchilas man techev achar shesh. Really, the time to daven is chatzot, but we wait a half an hour. Takana de rabbanan. And some people say, like the Mishnah Berurah on the right, if you daven at 11:27 and don't wait the half an hour, you don't fulfill your obligation. He says, that's very hard to understand. Why did the Chachamim make the gzera? Why did they say half an hour after chatzot, not chatzot? Because maybe you'll make a mistake. If you may be going to make a mistake, it's only at the Rabbanon. So how can you say that? You can't daven then. It's very much like many people have it many times of the year. They go on an early flight to Europe. The flights for Europe in Israel always leave at ridiculous hours of 5 o'clock in the morning, 4:50 in the morning, 6 o'clock. Well, what's better? To daven in the airport like a mensch, which is after Alot HaShachar, but before Neitz, or to daven on the plane like a ice mensch after Neitz? Big question. So we deal with this question, and one of the considerations is, why can't we daven at Alot HaShachar per se? You can. The only problem is, it's pitch black outside. We didn't know when Alot HaShachar was, and therefore we push it off to Neitz HaChama. That being the case, then in great need, maybe you can daven from Alot HaShachar. Same thing here. He says, yes, half an hour chashash ta'ut, but quite frankly, but there's a need. Tefila derabanan lama lo yatsa. V'chein katav echad min hagdolim b'pshtitut teyatsa. The pri chadash ve'vi kama rayot l'ze. So, machlokes, is it lechatchila the half an hour or b'di'evet? Namely, is it lechatchila you're supposed to daven at the chatzot plus half an hour? But b'di'evet you can daven from chatzot? Or no, it's lechatchila sheshu mechza. Which one is correct here? So we have a Mishnah Berurah quoting both points of view. Now, just to finish the puzzle, in the middle, the Shar HaTzion says, "The kevan shekavu chazal zmanei tefilot v'hem amru vavu mechza, havi mitchila kelo itpalel bizmana." He says that if you do daven mincha, third opinion, you davened, but it's not davening bizmana. Just like if you daven in the morning after the 4 hours into the day, shachris, you could, you should, but it's not tefila bizmana. Well, what do we do? What do we do?
In Auschwitz, like when in Auschwitz, it's given a one point pen of film. It's got up 5 o'clock in the morning, it was still dark. We put up.
Mr. Weiser saying, Allah Alina in Auschwitz, they put on tefillin when it was pitch black. You should know that that's 100% what you should do because so we paskin.
He brought us here. So we did it in spite.
In spite of the Nazis, and I might even get it.
In spite of Hashem's Baruch.
Ah, in spite of Hashem's Baruch. We paskin that tefillin zmana kol hayom. However, at night we don't wear it for tangential reasons, and therefore you could probably wear it at night. In any case, in this particular case, what are you paskin? So, like any psak halacha, it depends on the reality. If the reality is Jews will come to shul at 12:30, they'll come at 12 o'clock, whenever you want, they'll come. There's no chashash they won't daven. Then I would say, okay, make mincha at sheshu mechza. That's takana derabanan at least, and that's it. However, If you want to say they won't daven, if you want to say that if they don't daven mincha now, there'll be no minyan, maybe you can contemplate davening from chatzot if it will help. And again, the assumption is people don't have patience. They had patience, we do what we do. But Jews in shul don't have patience. And therefore, this half an hour is critical in many situations. So therefore, we said today that there's a Gemara that says davening begins at 6 hours. Another Gemara that says that the Korban was brought the earliest 6.5 hours. One day it says it's lechatchila. The other day it says, no, it's not lechatchila. One day it's not even the Devevit. Namely, one day it says, listen, it was really 6 hours. The half an hour is, and maybe you'll make a mistake. And the other day it says, no, lechatchila, 6.5 hours. That's mincha time. Nafkamina. When you have the great need, nafkamina, when you ultimately, by mistake, daven within that half hour, do you have to daven again? And we can add on nafkaminas. However, I think this year was very telling, because when you look at things like this, you can say, well, in Efrat, Rabbi, we're okay, we're all religious Jews, and we're all fine, and we're dandy, and we're amazing, and therefore we can make mincha at 2 o'clock, people will come. We don't have to do it at 11:27. Anyone want to answer that?
What do you mean?
Well, davening in Efrat, Shabbos, sounds good. What happens when you and your wife decide we're going on a vacation? Ah, oh, we're going on a vacation. And we go somewhere in the world. And I'm saying Kaddish, so I'm very makbit to go to shul. And I'm very makbit more than usual. So I go to shul, I get there on time, and after Shachbis, I ask the rabbi, when is mincha? And the rabbi says there is no mincha. Well, can you utilize these points of view to try to make a mincha? Maybe. In other words, around this table, we're not just talking about when your teeth are white, your kippah's on your head, everything is perfect, you're at home, you get up in the morning, you wash your hands, you go to shul, you come home, you eat your pot shachris, your breakfast, you go to work, and everything is perfect. We're talking in this year about a Torah you're going to take with you to a deserted island, to your European trips, and every other place in the world. And therefore, it's very important to know that yes, on a regular basis, 6.5 hours. But if and when the need is out there, maybe you can daven from 6 hours. Below you correct klum, because b'diyevet, it's okay. Well, if I'm in a place where there won't be a minyan later, isn't that a b'diyevet? By definition, what's a b'diyevet? B'diyevet usually means I did it already. Meaning I shouldn't do it, but I did it already. I washed the milachik pot in the dishwasher with the flay chips. Rabbi, I'm sorry, I did it. What do you say? That's a divi. That's what we call post. But here it's pre. Namely, let's preempt and say, there is a dievet situation right here in my shul right now. And we have to deal with it.
But how early can you go?
Chatzot. That's the absolute earliest. And that's stretching it. Well, we have this situation around the world. Anyone ever hear of a Mincha Ma'ariv minyan?
Sure.
Yes, sure.
You mentioned the Mincha Ma'ariv. What does the Mincha Ma'ariv mean, with due respect? How do you daven a Mincha? You daven Mincha. And then when it's dark, you daven Ma'ariv. Oh my gosh, if you do that, this is what's going to happen. There's a shul in Efrat that does it. None of us know when they daven Ma'ariv because it doesn't make sense. They wait till it's pitch black to daven Ma'ariv, and they daven Mincha 20 minutes before Shkia. So people come to shul and they're there for an hour and a half. An hour and a half? No one stays for an hour and a half. Out the door. So why did the Mincha Ma'ariv start? Because rabbis around the world felt, if I want a Mincha and a Ma'ariv, I'm going to have to, in some way or another, compromise on one of the two, based on, obviously, dayot that allow it. So either they daven Mincha before Shkia, and Ma'ariv a minute or two after Shkia, into Ben Hashmashos, or, like in Breuer's, in the Washington Heights community of the Yekim, they do the opposite, which I think makes more sense, halachically. Mincha they daven during Ben Hashmashos, and Ma'ariv at Seita Kochavim, because Kriyat Shema is D'oraisa, Mincha is only D'rabbanan. Makes more sense to me, but somehow the world has paskin otherwise. That's how the Mincha Ma'ariv started. So on Shabbos, in Orthodox communities where everyone's Shomer Shabbos, we're bored on Shabbos, we can do anything we want. But in communities where that's not the case, then take the Mincha Ma'ariv from during the week, plug it into the Mincha on Shabbos, and you'll see what you get to. I know many Jews around the world that don't know that you lane at Mincha on Shabbos. I know Jews around the world that think you lane all the time. Why? Because anytime they come to shul, they're laning. They come on Yom Kippur and they come on Rosh Hashanah. They're laning. They come to Mincha on Yom Kippur. They lane. So they think every time you come to shul, you take out the Torah from the ark. And therefore they say, why can't you make a bar mitzvah on a Wednesday? Wednesday's a nice day. Works out. Why can't you make a bar mitzvah on the holiest day of the week outside of Israel? Which day is that?
Sunday.
Thank you. Oh, Sunday. Not Shabbat. Sunday. Well, we don't read the Torah. What do you mean you don't? Every time I come to shul, they're reading the Torah.
Can you check it out without a bracha?
So how many Jews do you know don't know that you lain at mincha? We want a mechanech then as a mincha. Number two is we lain at mincha on Shabbos. Number three, on a yantif we don't. Maybe this idea is a good idea. And again, the minute you say wait a half an hour, the word wait doesn't exist in shul. If the gabbai, by some reason or another, gets up there on Shabbos and has the mishaberach in his hands and it drops and he has to bend down to pick it up, everyone says, oh, it's taking forever. It's taking forever. But you didn't. What am I? I'm not telling jokes. That's true. That happens. It's hilarious after shul, but in shul, it's taking forever.
You know what? So my friend was here. I was beyond with him. And his grandson was on the trip. He got the hotel. So you made mincha. You mincha there too. At kotel, you can do it any time.
Again, even at the kotel, if indeed there's a great need, then maybe. But quite frankly, if you're in the old city and taking it to you, make sure you get there chatzal plus a half an hour. By the way, we're not even dealing today with this mincha gedola b'diyevet l'chadchila on a regular day. Is it better to daven mincha ketana or gedola? I'm not dealing with that today. I'm saying, let's assume mincha gedola is the only thing you have. Quite frankly, according to this year, there will be situations and needs where you're going to have to use that opinion that you can daven from chatzals and on. And again, if everyone had patience, what's a half an hour? But if time is money, half an hour is major business. Okay, God willing, we will meet here next week. I'll have nothing else to let off steam on by next week. Leave it to Beaver. There's a few days of davening until then, and we'll be able to let off steam.